At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
It is time for the spillover sponsored by Raising Cane's. Are you in need of a perfect graduation gift? Raising Cane's has you covered. Visit the Raising Cane's next to you to grab a gift card or RaisingCanesGear.com for an e-gift card delivered in minutes. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. I saw this yesterday that Ryan Day's son is a three-star quarterback, plays in Ohio, of course. He's got interest from other Big Ten schools, but he's going to play at Northwestern.
That's
a long time. They've known Chip Kelly for a long time.
Okay. That makes Ryan Day and Chip Kelly from New Hampshire.
That's right.
Yeah, that makes sense. That all makes sense. That picture makes sense a lot. You trust your quarterback with Chip Kelly.
I believe there's a picture going around that Ryan Day was in Northwestern attire with RJ for his commitment over the weekend.
Yeah, I'd have it on too. He should have it on.
I like that. Yeah.
That's really interesting if you think about it, though.
It is interesting.
It was in Northwestern attire.
Yeah. It was funny. They tried to force it. It said on the headline, it says Ohio State head coach Ryan Day's son commits to rival Big Ten school. I don't know if anybody calls Northwestern a rival of Ohio State. Yes, Big Ten school rival. I don't think you can go that far with them.
I don't think so.
RJ Day, quarterback, going to play at Northwestern.
Technically, I guess everybody's a rival, I guess, right?
Yeah, you got 18 of them.
Yeah.
17.
Yeah. What else in football? Anything else in football? Any other football scoops?
I think the schedule comes out, I believe, this week, Wednesday or Thursday. NFL schedule Thursday.
Okay, that's
the schedule release is out.
Football. That's sports.
Sports. Let me ask you this. I know Jake completely interested. Going with the where's it at here? Where did I write it down here? The three levels. Turn it up, tolerate, turn it off, as far as the schedule.
Schedule release.
Well, this year I'm going turn it off.
Yeah, I don't
have the Dolphins gonna go 3-14. I don't have any interest in this upcoming year.
I don't have any interest. I will check the Bengals schedule, but overall I don't have any interest in the schedule because it's
you're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
There's 32 teams. You know, these teams are playing each other twice. Then there's just going to be a rotation of teams. It's nothing like college where I get really into when you have the ability to because there's no ability to have your own scheduling. And scheduling just fascinates me because you can avoid a tough schedule if you want. I mean, I don't know, besides Notre Dame, playing Miami this year, right now, if you're wagering on odds on favorite to win it all, you're taking Notre Dame all the way. They're that talented. And then the only question is, does iron sharpen iron? Because they don't have enough challenges in there. In the Miami games at home, they don't have enough challenges.
Miami goes to South Bend for a monster game.
That'll be fun. But Notre Dame's in the playoffs, and that rule went away. Remember, they couldn't be a top four seed because they were not in a conference. That went away, and they said now it's just the top four, so they can also be a one seed in this tournament.
See that Notre Dame schedule, is it that bad?
Well, they open up with Wisconsin at Lambeau Field.
Wisconsin's been horrific.
Then they'll play Rice, who's not good. Then they'll host Michigan State, who's not great. Then at Purdue, who's terrible.
Jeez, this is bad.
At Michigan State could be terrible right
at
now.
At North Carolina, bad. Who has not been good.
Bad.
Then they'll host Stanford, who's been bad.
Jeez.
And they're at BYU. That'd be a challenging game.
That's a tough one. Now.
Solid.
Yeah.
Well, now remember, that's the first thing we've had so far. It's game five.
Yes. Then they'll have Navy at home. Jeez. Then Miami, November 7th. That's in Notre Dame.
What South a monster Bend. Game that's going to be.
That'll be fun.
Then Boston College, bad. SMU, respectable. And then they'll close at Syracuse to end the year. Notre Dame.
Is a ridiculously easy schedule. In this day and age.
Sometimes in the Big Ten, you usually say, hey, you at least have three tough games. They have two. And they have two. And
Yeah, they should be in the playoffs.
And they have, and BYU, you should be better than. And then the other one is Miami, and it's at Notre Dame.
Yes.
So BYU,
as you know, is a very difficult place to play.
Very difficult. Brutal. 70,000. And that, I will say this, that will be a ticket amongst all tickets.
Oh.
You know how hard that'll be to get. It'll be brutal to get that ticket.
That is it for us. The Drive is next. We will see you guys tomorrow.